The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, you don't know you're beautiful. Welcome back to Globally Local FM.
Episode 102.
It's always fun trying to sing in harmony over, like, Discord, and you know that for me it sounds good, but for you guys it sounds so out of sync.
It's like, it's that you know it's not going to be good, but we all do it anyways.
And I make it work in the edit.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Bro. And Henry, we want you to sing. Yes, you, Henry, we want you to
me?
Sing. Yes, you.
Well, I am singing. I have sung in the past.
You know, I keep now seeing so many of those AI cat videos. I have so many in my TikTok For You page now because we did that one bit.
Oh my god, the other day Rudy sent me one and it's just like two cats starting to fight and then the other one just starts breaking it down.
He just goes like, yo, what's up fam? And just does the...
I don't know, it's really stupid. That I find it so funny. I don't want to find it funny, but it really, something about it.
I've seen one where like a witch is like flying around the house and just goes, ee-hee-hee, and then something goes wrong with like the broom and she just fucking bashes into the wall of the house or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, friends. Another Monday.
Another Ljubljana.
Another Ljubljana, indeed. That's where we are, by the way. Sid, plug it in.
Yeah, welcome to Ljubljana in Slovenia. Chet slaps. They got a river.
They do. Have you guys been before?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, I thought you would have been really.
I mean, I think I've been to Slovenia, but I don't think I've been to Ljubljana. And also, that was only like sort of like passing through whilst we were traveling like through it.
Because you have a Ljubljana kind of face.
Sorry?
I don't know how to take that. He just said, I have a Ljubljana kind of face.
I mean, okay. I think you would fit in.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Thank you. I am sure that all the people of Ljubljana are dashing whippersnappers.
Yeah.
Like your first place, Ljubljana second.
That's what they call Ljubljana. We love to lube up.
Nice. I was waiting to see how long it would take for one of those to come along. Good to see that it's within the first 5 minutes.
Gotta appeal the masses.
Right. All right. Well, I mean, I could just jump straight into the fact segment if you're interested.
What rhymes with masses? Molasses. Crevasses.
Classes.
Passes.
That's the same word. Grasses?
Grasses.
Glasses? Well, if you have like multiple grass types, you know.
Yeah, true.
Sisyphus.
Carcasses.
Nice. Good little slant rhyme. Not bad. Why, are you trying to write
a
rap?
I guess that's about
or,
it. Yeah, exactly.
Or this is just
my
way
next rap
here.
Song... Carcasses from molasses. We're coming for your asses.
From Ljubljana. Fuck it.
All right. Well, I'll jump into the fact segment so that we have time to think about something else to talk
Lying
about.
Lying lower than the grasses. We're appealing to the masses.
Yeah. So Slovenia is a small Eastern European country on the border of Italy. It has a small port on the Adriatic Sea.
You know it does!
Yes, I do know. Did you know?
I really like their port, I guess.
Did you know Slovenia has 212 first-level administrative divisions?
Holy
what
shit.
What does that mean? About that?
I thought it was 213.
So, basically, well, you know... You know, like, Latvia has, like, it has, like, a municipality and, like, the wider region.
Oh, like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Latvia has, like, what, like, 50 of those? And Slovenia
I don't know by heart.
Oh, pretty. I think I'm okay with guessing 50. I feel pretty confident in that. Slovenia has 212 of those. So, because unlike, like, for example, the Netherlands, where you have provinces, their first level administrative division is just the municipality. So you've got 212 pretty equally divided blocks of land, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, in my opinion. I think that rocks. Thoughts?
Love rock.
I think that's a good division.
Yeah.
All right.
I wouldn't want any
more. Better than multiplication.
That's true.
Get any more, they start unionizing.
Well.
That's that 213. Yeah.
Okay, so Ljubljana is the capital in the center of the country. It is one of only two cities in Slovenia with above 50% population, which I found pretty interesting.
What does that mean?
So there's only two cities larger than 50% that have more inhabitants than 50,000. Does that make sense?
Oh, 50,000.
50,000. Okay, you said 50%.
Sorry.
So we're like relative to what?
I get, yeah, sorry, sometimes when I start reading, I just start rambling wrong.
That's how you get to the rap.
So true, bestie. Asses and grasses, as they say. so number one is Ljubljana at 300,000. Second is Maribor at 100,000. And then everything else is below 50,000 population. And then finally, this you might know, but Slovenia has been pushing to become like a green country for sustainable tourism. And it's actually a lot of their
asses.
Tourism advertising
these freaking
includes that.
Gases.
Okay. I'm glad that this is going to be dominating the rest of the episode.
I think Slovenia should take over Chicago during St. Patrick's Day.
Because it's so green?
Because they dye the river green, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
One could argue that that's not super sustainable.
It washes away, right?
Apparently it is bio-based, and somehow the fish aren't dead, so...
Okay. Maybe
the
fish
just one day wake up all green.
You might go to sleep.
One day you woke up, you're like, Mom? Mom is green.
Like the whole world just has a green filter over it suddenly when you wake up.
Don't associate that with the end of the world, I guess. You associate like color red, right? And then you wake up in green, you're just confused. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, if I would wake up and everything is green, I think it would be like contaminated. You know, like, you
what's
know what
the
I mean?
Most, how they say it, is like, tint over the world? Where you are not scared but weirded out. Blue.
Purple.
Or purple.
Yeah.
I feel like blue or purple, yeah. Or, I mean, maybe like gray?
I think hot Barbie pink would be pretty concerning.
What do you fucking mean, gray? Gray is just dusk.
Well, yeah, but like that's why. So if it's day out and it's suddenly you look like it's dusk, it's like, okay, that's kind of weird. But it's not like, oh no!
I think your answer was a bit lamer than I thought, but...
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay, we can go with gray. What about brown?
Brown makes me brown.
What the hell?
Because like, you know, like in movies, so it's just an orange
I thought it's like
filter.
How do you pronounce it? Sepia? Sepia,
yeah.
Yes. It's like that kind of tone in movies.
Yeah, it's close enough to brown, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
All right, stealing glasses from the masses, people. Now, shall we move on?
Stinky asses, news? Passing gases.
To the yes. news!
The news!
New asses! Who wants okay. to go first?
Guys, you like trains?
Yeah.
You like buses?
Less.
Pull out your wallet, because the state-run Slovenian Railway is seeking bids for works on the new Ljubljana bus station.
Hell
the contract
yeah.
covers the construction of a new central bus station in Ljubljana, including commercial premises, car park, a total site of 12,500 square meters, just under. Basically, the deadline for submitting offers is May 11th. So in order to kind of communicate this, we at Globally Local FM have opened up a Patreon. Listeners, help us make a globally local themed bus station. It would make me really happy.
How would we design our bus station?
I like triangles.
I was gonna say who yeah. should be a circle, right? Because we're bound by the wheel.
Oh,
that's true.
We do have an architect.
Can we make
in
a bus
midst?
Station that's like a huge roundabout, basically?
That's really good. And then every time you want to drive out, you have to spin the wheel. And if it lands on the right square, you
yeah,
get to leave.
True, true, true.
And otherwise, you just have to drive a circle and retry.
No, hell no, yeah. no, no. It just spins to where you go. It's like a Flixbus thing, but you don't know where you're going. So if it spins to like Honduras, then bon voyage.
That's good. That's really good.
And we then have field reporters because we can reach out to these people and like, listen, hey, if you buy a ticket, there's a chance, it's a lottery, that we, the majestic people of Globally Local FM, might contact you for some information.
And that like is beneficial to them. Why?
Because they are cool like that and they really care about us and they like basically are our cult.
Yeah, and Ljubljana right. has dragons, so, you know. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So by riding the bus, they start caring about us?
No, they already care about us, and that's why they get on the bus, because they're like, we're going to okay. explore the world. You right. know, who knows? Maybe one of those buses goes to Svalbard.
That would be pretty horrific.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Imagine you just get to your central station, you get in a bus, and then it's like, sorry, we're going to Svalbard now, no stuffing. This is going to be a drive for the next 48 or longer hours, plus a ferry
48,
ride.
Bro, you would be driving there for at least 4 days just to get to the upper corner where you can get, like, because they, like, if you drive by land, you have to drive, like, up to Estonia, then to Finland, all around there, up the upper part, and then to Svalbard.
4 days.
Damn, that bus can swim.
No bathrooms.
No, there is a bathroom on a Flixbus. It's horrific, but
yeah, on a Flixbus. But we're the bus station that we're building. We're not gonna have the Flixbus rolling stock.
We're just doing like carton boxes on wheels. 4 days.
Yeah, we want like regular commuter buses, except they yeah. happen to suddenly sometimes.
So basically,
drive 4 days.
We do human dropshipping.
No seats, only toilets.
I guess you would call that human trafficking.
Yeah, human trafficking is probably a more accurate way of describing that. Really.
Yeah, right. But they consent to a random place in the world.
Does the place in the world consent to that? Because what if we just dropship somebody in America and they're like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, they get picked up on arrival, I guess.
Sent right back into the wheel. It's just a purgatory. This wheel is just the 10th circle of hell.
It's like, congratulations, you've won a bus trip to Mars.
It's just sitting in a bus until the spaceship is ready, and then they load the bus onto
the
spaceship.
Guys, did you see the Artemis II launch? It was a huge logo on like the rocket side. It was NASA, ESA, and now there's going to be Globally Local FM.
Hell yeah.
Bus we're sending to Mars.
Crazy way to go into space travel, might I say. Starting with Ljubljana bus station.
That would be, imagine, we build a whole industry. It's like a vertical bus station, basically. Guys, is this bus actually going to lead me to, I don't know, Croatia Split? Yeah.
All right, well, I've got Loan to loan recursive scheme is what I called it.
What so, did you just say?
A bank employee is under suspicion for having allegedly stolen around €500,000 by providing loans for bribes. Now, when I first read this, I was like, you're bribing someone to get a loan, but then how do you get that money in the first place? By having a loan.
Oh, shit.
Right? Are you with me?
That's how we got €500,000. It's all just one person and it's just a cycle.
Exactly. It's just a never-ending scheme. You loan so that you can bribe, and then you got a loan again, and then bribe, and yada, yada, yada.
It's like, yo, loan me 30K, I'll give you 30K for it, but after you give me the loan.
Trust me, bro.
That's not how that worked, surprisingly. One bank employee and 15 businesses are under investigation. During police raids, €500,000 worth of cash, gold, and other objects were found, as well as business paperwork linking back to the crime. So apparently, what they had been doing is they were bribing this bank employee, and the bank employee would then tell them how they could get a loan by skirting around the internal rules around eligibility.
Oh. What a scheme.
Now, one could say if you are already paying someone, just invest in yourself and you might just hit those targets naturally.
Is that your stock advice?
Yes, I am a broker, Rudy, and this is my official advice on the record. You can hold me liable if you lose all your life savings.
This episode invest in yourself. Brought to you by the stock market. Invest, bitch.
So, Henry, can you please give me the, in the tech sector, the top three stocks that I should invest in?
Top three stocks. It's Google. What's that one company called? This is number two.
That one.
I forget the name, but it's the one that makes the guns. Martin Lockheed?
Oh, Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, Lockheed Martin. There you go. And number three is Tractor Man, John Deere. And then if you have those three, that's all you'll ever need. Guns, a tractor that doesn't work very well, and Google.
So you know how to use them.
That's right.
Exactly. You know what? That's my perfect pension fund right there.
Well.
All right, moving on. They get those there? Question mark. On Saturday, April 4th, so very recent to as of recording this, 2026 at around 2 a.m., seismographs of the National Network of Earthquake Observatories recorded a magnitude 2.0 earthquake near Ružomberok. 89 residents, including those outside Slovenia, reported feeling the earthquake. The Office of Seismology of the Environmental Agency estimates that the intensity of the earthquake did not exceed 4th EMS 98, whatever the hell that means.
That's crazy.
But that point being, I did not know that they get earthquakes in Slovenia.
Sorry.
Okay. But isn't an earthquake of 2.0, isn't that not undetectable to the person walking on the ground?
Well, they detected it. 89 peeps.
Yeah, I mean the equipment.
Maybe they just have sensitive feet, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Well, let me just,
these are the hippies that connected with the nature somewhere in the mountain. We're like, ooh, slight tremble in Marumble.
Let me just reference back to an episode from a long, long time ago, where a certain Rudy said that anything on the Richter scale from 1 to 3 is undetectable to the human feel.
Don't know who this Rudy is. You should not trust him. Seems like an unreliable source.
All right. Sounds good.
I think that's on you, though. I think that's you being stupid for trusting.
Yeah, that's right. I fell into the trap. That's on me. You are right.
You know what? I will say, actually, I've got to call out myself being stupid. I don't know if I told you this, Henry, but so I have a story about being stupid and listening. Guys out there, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear your friends saying something like it's a fact, it would do you well to double check it. Shout out to Spain and that one friend from there who I see weekly basis. And we talk, and he's a man who talks like everything is a fact. He has no inclination to use question marks and exclamation marks or commas in speech, if you get what I mean. Everything will be a fact. One day, I was there, having a bad headache. And I drink a lot of tea throughout the day. And my man goes, oh, you're probably dehydrated. I already took two pills, it didn't help. Because you drink so much tea. And I'm like, what does tea have to do with dehydration, not hydration? He goes, well, there's this one substance in tea or whatever, the element, the same as in coffee, that basically essentially makes you want to pee more, and so it dehydrates you, right? And he said in such a way, I was like, oh, fuck, well, shit, kind of makes sense. I had a headache, you know, like, blah, blah. So what do you know? For a week straight, I drink tea and a cup of water right after, just to hydrate myself back, and running to the bathroom back and forth, but that's what I'm doing. And then at some point, I go, wait a minute, I'm stupid as hell. I Google it. Ladies and gentlemen, lo and behold, a myth that has been debunked 15 years ago and has not, like, yes, you will hydrate a bit less from tea, but the less is like 2% less. You can perfectly drink tea and that count for hydration if you drink like 2 to 3 days. For you to like get to the effects of what he was talking about, you would have to like chug fucking like 15 tea cups per day, and even then you would out hydrate yourself. Like, point being, it was bullshit, and I just fully believed it just because he said it.
We have liars in our midst.
We have liars in our midst.
That's how they get you. You know, there's nothing better than just telling an outright lie to someone and then having them believe it. It really gets the juices flowing, I think.
Truly. I guess so. We're all just to an extent a liar. Anyways, I think it's time for us to go to the ad.
Let's go.
Come visit the Ljubljana Seaview Hotel, only a 5-minute, 300-meter walk from the city center and about a 26-hour, 100-kilometer walk from the Mediterranean Sea. This lovely hotel could be all yours for just 100 euros a night. Ljubljana Riverbed Tour. For just 75 euros an hour, our dear friend Bogdan will throw you into the river and hold you there so you don't float up. Get it while the offer lasts! Too many ads in Ljubljana? Deal with it, we're lining our pockets with lead. Visit Wizard Stephen Gorf on the Main Street to make any of your wishes come true. The reason we have a dragon in the center of the city is because of Wiz Gorf, as we like to call him. Do keep in mind that side effects include male pregnancy, but we think that that's just his kink. Oh, there are no good ads on the radio these days. This shit sucks, man. What the fuck?
What were you smoking and where did you get it?
They're lining our pockets with lead was like, they sounded so proud, like, okay, sure.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
All right, well, people, time to reach back in and think about what we've learned today. Now, not all of these are going to be mentioned today, but they will be deducible by critical thinking, okay?
So, Sid, let's lock in.
Number one, I mentioned earlier that Italy borders Slovenia. Name at least one more country that also borders Slovenia.
Slovakia.
That is not correct.
Fuck. Wait, Croatia.
I did not answer yet.
Were you going to say that?
Henry?
Were you going to say that?
I'm trying to see if we should pull Sid the same thing we pulled on you with Henry. Yes, I was going to say that.
Yes, very good. Croatia is correct. Do you care to make any other guesses or happy
no.
with that? Okay, fair enough. The other answers would have been Austria and Hungary.
Hmm.
Next. How many first level administrative divisions does Slovenia have?
212.
Very good, Rudy. He remembers. That's good. We have talked a lot about Ljubljana today, but what is actually the highest population city in Slovenia?
Maghreb.
Ljubljana.
Very good, Rudy. You didn't fall for it.
Oh, you! I knew it! I always expect now these like these trick questions.
It's very good, Rudy. If I ever do a big quiz again, you'll come out on top in the bullshit category, which I like to have. Okay, now these are a bit more. You might not know the answer to these, but if you have a bit of a think about it, you will be able to get it. What did the train conductor, of Slovenian Railway say to Henry when he sat in first class in 2022?
Would you like some candy, little boy?
Good guess, Sid. Really?
Can I see your ticket?
He said, "You're in the wrong compartment. Second class is that way." And then, what did Henry say in return?
On my way, good sir.
Fuck you, old man, and then spit on his feet.
I said, you were a bit closer. I said, unhand me, you peasant. Thee doth not knoweth what I can and can't afford. I will have your family executed for this act of disgrace.
And then you went to second class.
No, yeah, I did just stay in first class because I had a first class ticket. But apparently he never sees anyone travel in first class, so he was kind of a bit shocked. which, fair enough, I guess. There's not that many railways in Slovenia, so it was a pretty small one.
Yeah, because they have the bus network now that we sponsored.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
And
but that doesn't actually take any space on land because it goes horizontal up.
Yeah, yeah. That's how people travel. Are we visiting grandma today or are we visiting Austria? Who knows?
Are we visiting grandma? Did grandma move to the moon?
All right. Well, friends, my local business is a bit of a genuine one for once because I have visited. And when I went, a pretty cool trick was to go to the tourist info where they'll let you hire a bike for pretty cheap and then you can bike around the city for a day. And it's actually very bikeable.
Ah, nice. Well, then, mine is Ibis Styles Ljubljana The Fuzzy Log, which is a hotel with a name that seems a bit, how this is, vibey. And turns out the vibes are immaculate, as the hotel rooms, quote-unquote, are artificially stylistic tents placed on top of a multi-story building. It's a campsite on top of an industrial jungle.
Why? Who?
Oh, Lord.
Well, who pays for that?
You'd be surprised. I will be saying it's not like you imagine like tents in a forest, but they are essentially tents. You can look this up.
I will look this up.
Ibis Styles Ljubljana The Fuzzy Log.
I will be looking it up. All right, listeners. Want to see a white van inviting you in actually being a good thing? Please check out Prevoz Invalidov, a handicap transportation service. Let your wheels have wheels.
All right, okay, and then radio. For the local radio, my recommendation is Radio Veseljak 94.9 FM. Listen in if you want to hear Slovenian country tunes with lots of accordion to accompany it.
Can you give us a demonstration?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, here's my demonstration. So first I'll do the accordion, which goes something like... And then Slovenian country singer goes like, yay, so that's a pretty accurate representation.
That's beautiful. Well, mine is simple. Radio Center, you! Yes, you, Henry! It's literally called Radio Center double, like, wait, Y-U. W, no, I don't know why, but... YU. So Radio Center U.
My radio station is VAL202. It had sick beats, most random mix of pop flamenco, and music best described as sploinky, interlaced with ballads.
Sploinky? Okay, well, on that good note, thank you so much for listening to episode 102. Global Local FM, Ljubljana, Slovenia, brought to you by Tomov. Huzzah! If you would like to give us some feedback, find us on Spotify or find me on Instagram at 000 RUDIS 000. So 000s, Rudis, 000s. If you would like to find Henry,
You can find me on the bus testing out the new vertical integration, or email at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And then head. I thought Henry's gonna do it, so I was mid-gulp of water.
You can find me horizontal in one of the tents because of high winds on top of a building in Ljubljana. They call me the flag.
Mid-air.
Yes.
Okay, well then, without further ado, we will see you next week in...
in Harare, in Zimbabwe.
Woo!
All right, and you boys, you already know how we're getting there. Strap on.
Oh, fuck. Wait, why does this bus say Tokyo?